Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
So energy is everywhere, and it really governs our lives, whether you want to believe it or not. It is the truth. It's been scientifically proven. Google it. In the meantime, sometimes there's good energy, sometimes there's bad energy, sometimes there's energy that people leave behind. We're going to dig deeper into that. We started this conversation last time we got together with an ancient wisdom energy healer. She's a transitions coach, a ceremonialist, and so much more, helping us navigate through this world of energy and more. Andrea Dragonfly is back with us. Hi, Andrea. How are you doing?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah. So last time we started going down a certain road, and I guess I would title that, you know, the modern day sorcerer road, where these people do exist out there, and they're either suck. We talked about energy vampires sucking your energy away from you, putting your energy, their energy on you, good or bad. But it's also a situation where somebody may pass and they've left energy behind for a reason. Am I hearing that right?
That is correct. So yeah, let's just kind of do a little clarification on that. So yes, last week we did start talking about what we call crystallized harder energies that we can find in the body. And these can be through like somebody who's really kind of putting some negative energy onto us over a period of time. And that collected energy can crystallize within the body and can show up in these different ways. We talked about how they could be seen as like arrows or spears or even like these daggers in the energy field that we can extract. And then we also have something else, what's called fluid energies. And these are other energies that also can come into the body unexpectedly without our knowing. But they can be a whole different type of energy. And this is going to probably lead us into the next couple of sessions even, because this is such a fascinating area of energy. So today we're going to really look at how these fluid energies are energies that are conscious energies, and there's many different types. And the first one is just the type of energy of a past spirit or a past loved one or an energy that has gotten kind of stuck in between life and death, and they don't know where to go. So they'll jump in to another person and share that space with that person to help, to try to get that person to help them move on. And so this can be seen, there's many scenarios to this because there's no one way in any way of doing things, right? So oftentimes what happens with these fluid energies, these conscious spirit energies, is that there's usually a traumatic death that can occur. And it could be a car accident. It could be, you know, like a shooting, you know, one of these very unexpected traumatic deaths that happen. It can even be where a person is very medicated in the hospital, and the narcotics within that they're being given has really kind of created this foggy consciousness within the person who's passing. And so there's a confusion that happens when the moment of death occurs. Usually what happens, I'm just going to say, you know, basically what happens is when we are on our, when we're passing and when we're knowing that we're dying, people can have many different types of experiences. And some of those experiences are where we have, you know, we've talked about ancestors that might come and help guide you across the path, across the bridge, the veil. Others are, you know, see benevolent beings. Others go to the white, you know, tunnel, you know. So there's a lot of different conversations about that. But when a person, again, is confused about that, it's almost as if they're living in, you know, on this earth, but of course, they can't be seen, or you know, they're having a hard time understanding why the communication isn't a two-way street, right? They don't understand like why nobody can see them, why nobody can hear them. So what they'll do is they'll actually go and find the person who's most open, and they will either first of all try to communicate with that person, And if they can't, sometimes what they do is they kind of will enter in as an energy attachment into the person's being, into their body. And so within our electromagnetic field, our luminous energy field, you know, we have these chakras. And the chakras are these wonderful, juicy, yummy energies that, that these other conscious energies are very drawn to. So they can come in and they can really kind of work with us in these chakra systems. It's not that this person will always jump into the most significant person, you know, let's say it's a partner and that person has passed away, you know. It's not that they're going to jump into their partner. They might jump into the most conscious person in the family. And that way, that person will first of all recognize, hey, there's something happening here. What is this? You know, and then they can actually kind of navigate this to see, all right, I feel like this is the energy of this beloved person that's just passed. And oftentimes how that can show up is the person can actually start to display some of those patterns, you know, whether that person maybe there is some fear, maybe there is some judgments that person had carried at the end of their life. Maybe they even had some, you know, behaviors like alcoholism or something like that. And so when that person jumps into that person's body, the person who's the host may take on some of these behaviors. And they're like, hey, you know, this is really, really unique, really different. So in doing so, Steve, what happens is that when a person's conscious of this, many times people aren't conscious of this, but when a person is conscious and we are coming to that place where more and more people are becoming aware of this and are conscious, like we begin to start to find out what is it that this spirit, you know, what is it that this person needs? Sometimes it's just that they need to find the way back because they missed their opportunity to pass aside. So they need someone to help them transition. And so usually a conscious person will know people who helps, you know, spirits transition from this world into the next. Or maybe that there's a message that also might need to be received because that person maybe died suddenly and there was something that they needed to say to someone before they left. So they'll communicate with the host in that way to be able to, you know, convey that message. And so this can either happen where that person can actually come into a person's body, or it can also manifest as some sort of ghost energy, right? A manifestation of that energy. So it really just depends on what's the best way for that person to receive energy, that information. There's a lot of different scenarios that can happen here.
So many questions, Andrea. And
I know.
The first one that plows into my brain is, how would you know that someone's energy is within you?
That's a great question. So, for example, this I experienced this with the passing of my father. So, and this is very common. And, of course, probably, you know, I'm going to be the one that's going to receive it because I'm the one that works in this field. I'm the one that's most conscious within my family and whatnot. And so my father certainly wanted to stick around for my mother to, you know, to take care of her and to make sure that she was doing all right. And he kind of died in his sleep and... So it was one of those types of things where it was kind of a sudden type of, you know, situation. And so the way that it showed up, it almost feels like there's this different energy in you. A person can be like, wow, I just feel different. There's something that just makes me feel a little bit more aware that you're feeling differently. Do you know what I mean by that? And I started to get these fears, which are not my fears, but they were fears that I know that lived within my father. And I was like, oh, this is very interesting, you know. And of course, I've already known about this, and I knew that this is what my father was, you know, trying to tell me. And so I worked with him, of course, to just find out, you know, exactly what these, you know, what was the other things that he needed, you know, the messages that he needed my mother to know before he could move on. And of course, there was just, you know, some personal things that he wanted to share and let her know, you know, some of the basic things, you know, that he loved her and that, you know, there was some marital things that they needed to, you know, work out And of course, you work them out, and he just wanted, you know, love and forgiveness and these types of things. And then I was able to help him transition to the other side. And this is also just a beautiful way, and many people do this, especially during this time of the season. You know, when we come into fall, this season is the time where the veil between the two worlds is really thin. And all of the people who have not been able to transition to the other side and move on to their own destiny, their own personal destiny of what's next, you know, between death to life, so that they can move forward, all of those souls that are stuck here are coming out and are wanting to be seen and say, hey, I've been stuck here. I want to move on. I've been here for, you know, months or years or decades or, you know, a century or not, you know. Now, we're going to also talk about other energies in the next episode or two, because people who, you know, energies that are linger for too long can connect, can collect other types of energies that can be more, just unhealthy energies. And we'll talk more about that in a different, you know, this is where you get your ghost hauntings and things like that, where you start to get these, you know, types of energies. But a lot of it really comes down to just this confusion that can happen. And this, you know, and our beloved, or sometimes even person walking into a hospital, if they're a very conscious person and are in tuned with this type of information, they get inundated with this kind of stuff.
So would you say, Andrea, that's somebody who is probably an empath and picks
up?
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, that
so
being,
we could definitely say that.
Somebody said this to me over the weekend, and I didn't realize that there were different types of empaths, but there's they said there's a, and she practices Reiki and chakra balancing. She's a friend of a friend. We were texting and she said, yeah, there can be emotional empaths, spiritual, different types. I only thought it was one, somebody that takes the energy on from somebody else. And if you don't deflect it, it can definitely weigh you down, can weigh
Absolutely.
On you.
And we also have different levels of our psychic abilities that we all are born with these. It just depends on how, you know, how much we know about them and how practiced we are at them. You know, some people are born gifted. And back, you know, throughout history, those people were seen as crazy. But nowadays, it's like, no, this is actually has been around for a long time. And so, you know, there's people that have been able to easily communicate with spirits. And there's people that are, you know, of course, that we see a lot of, you know, horror movies and things like that, where people are, you know, plagued with, you know, being upset and scared and freaked out about these types of things. So there's really just a lot of information that we are not, in our culture in particular, Western culture, we just don't really understand. And so, yes, there are people that are open to this. There's people that naturally can connect with these people, you know, with the spirit world. And then there's also people who are just, they can feel that energy. Maybe they don't know necessarily how to speak to that energy. And there's different ways to do that, and connecting with people that are also skilled, you know, who've developed these psychic skills in being able to have these, you know, these different types of communications with them and finding out what's the need. But ultimately, Steve, what we want to do is we want to find out what is it that spirit needs, you know, so that they can move on. And the ultimate goal is helping them transition from this world onto their own future destiny, is what we would like to, you know, what
so,
I like to call
so I've had questions.
So moving it forward.
I've got other questions that are coming
sure.
in based on what we're talking about in terms of,
yeah,
can we call it energy transmission? Would that make sense?
Sure, absolutely. Hmm. We could definitely do that. So
Andrea Dragonfly is with us. We're talking about energy and also touching back on modern-day sorcerers. Yeah, they do exist. If somebody wants to reach directly out to you, how do they do that?
So my email is andrea@dragonflypassages.com. And that currently is the best way to reach out, is just send me an email, and we could schedule a free consultation. And then also my website will be up and running very soon. So
aside from that, you do all sorts of energy healing as well. So not just identifying types of energy that somebody may have taken on, but if somebody wants to clear out their energy and more. So when we come back, your questions, instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com.
Living comfortably in your home is easier than ever with a little help from Lowe's and AARP. We share a commitment to help people make their homes ready for all of life's changes. Take advantage of helpful videos, tips, and resources to guide you and your loved ones along the way. To learn more, visit Lowe's.com/livable home. U.S. only.
Parallels Desktop, the number one choice of Mac users to run Windows on Mac. Windows applications run effortlessly. Parallels Desktop is seamless and fast. Whether you need to run a Windows program, develop or test, game, or just looking for the ultimate flexibility without having to restart, you're completely covered with Parallels Desktop for Mac. Fast, powerful, and easy.
All across Greater Fort Lauderdale, millions of taste buds are cheering. Yay! Because right now you can dine at top restaurants and enjoy amazing three-course meals starting at just $35.
So good!
This is what I'm talking about.
Pass the butter.
It's all part of Lauder Deals. Great deals at restaurants, spas, attractions, and of course, hotels.
Look at that beach view.
Look at that minibar.
See all the Lauder Deals and plan your beach getaway at visitlauderdale.com/deals.
Hey, who ate all the key lime pie?
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Fascinating topic today. We're talking about the transfer of energy with Andrea Dragonfly. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach. She does so much more working with energy. And Beth is in Austin, Texas, and she's reaching out through instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com. She says, I'm so glad you're having a conversation on taking on someone's energy. My grandmother passed 4 months ago. She was close to me and my mom. I swear I've taken on her spirit, or maybe it's her energy. I feel so different since her passing, and I feel that she's still definitely here. Is that even possible?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're talking about today. So thank you so much for that question. And yes, you know, what happens is that our loved ones don't necessarily always want to leave us right away. But then they also don't know how to get back to the other side. So they will attach and they'll come into us. Now, so just like, you know, just like the knowing that there's this feeling that I feel just different, you know, there's just something a little different ever since this has happened, is a really good indicator that, hey, maybe this is something I need to check out. Who can I speak to? Who can I talk to? Let's make this, you know, let me reach out to somebody who knows that, you know, how to bridge the communication gap that's trying to be, you know, received here, and then let my grandmother or let whomever this person is move on. And so that is, you know, a big piece of what many people do experience. It's also possible, Steve, that maybe there's a car accident that happens in an intersection and a person dies in that car accident and they're confused. And so maybe there is a person that's very open and very receptive to energy. Not everybody who's an empath is going to experience this, but certain empaths can really feel into that energy. But it's really more even so about more, like the psychic energy that person is looking for. Like, how can I, you know, I need, you know, I'm confused. I don't know what's happening here. I need to settle a little bit of business. And also, even when we do pass, I'm just going to state that, you know, we do have this period of time. And even if we're not confused and we have a clear direction, our spirit does hang around for a little bit of time to kind of clean up all of our unfinished business, kind of have those communications with different people. We can talk about this also in depth at a different time. But So there is a period of time that, you know, we are, you know, a person who recently died is trying to communicate. And so, you know, with that, a person may not even know who this person is, and this person can come to them. And so that's
Can we go back to that, Andrea? You say that there's a period of time that maybe someone who passed's energy is still kind of circulating around. Can it be forever? Or is it typically when there's a passing, that person's energy is so concentrated before their spirit kind of wanes over to the other side? I don't know if that's making sense, but that's my first thoughts here.
Well, let me just do a little bit of explanation on that. So typically when our spirits pass, there's many, many cultures recognize a period of time. Usually, I would say most cultures would say 40 days-ish. It's called the bardo, you know, and that's definitely an Eastern philosophy term, but it's also recognized in many other cultures as well. And so this is a 40-day period where you light your candles, almost like a vigil, and that during that time, the spirit of the dearly departed will go and they'll visit people in dreams, or sometimes a person might even have a non-dream state, you know, where that person may come through to them through a different person, or they may just have this incredible interaction with them as if they're right there, right? So that is where that's a typical healthy kind of experience of a person that is in that bardo place. They're supported by their energies. They are going to transition forward. And then there's the confused ones. And the confused ones, technically, if they don't find help at a certain point, they can last for a long time. And so this is where we get a lot of our, you know, scary stories and whatnot. You know, Hollywood loves to pick up on these and really, you know, put them into these movies. But a lot of them are, you know, like there are energies of people that, you know, spirits that linger. And those lingered energies can take a period of time for them to transition. Oftentimes, we're going to get into something, and I know we don't have much time for this today, but what can happen is that imprints of a situation, you know, can be imprinted within a space, an energetic space. Like, you know, here in Colorado, we have the Stanley Hotel, which is a famous, you know, haunted hotel and whatnot. But also, like, landscapes and building structures and whatnot, they can hold an imprint of an event. Sometimes it could be even like a Native First Nations massacre energy, or it can be these different types of energies where they can hold it. And then within that space, people might see, you know, like a battle scene. Or there was even this one hotel where there were like these British soldiers marching through it. And it was just like this imprinted, like, energetic that was happening in the field. And even the police officers were able to see this. But it was, and then they would just vanish into the walls. So there's a difference between when a spirit is still lingering. And oftentimes there are many people like myself who will help these spirits transition. And we could do it with many of them at one time even. So oftentimes the spirit will transition, but there might be an energetic imprint that still exists, that a person can see with their own eyes, which is quite fascinating, Steve. And so for those people, you know, that definitely draws crowds, and people are like, you know, that's some of the more historical places around the globe that say, you know, hey, here's a haunting that has happened. And so there's confusion as to whether this is a true haunting, or is this just an imprint that's left in the energy field that can still be seen? There's all sorts of incredible information about that.
This is, I mean, I thought I knew a little bit about energy, but this is all new territory for me, Andrea. This is just almost like a mind blow. But you know what? I'm not surprised. Like, it just reaffirms what's going on out there in terms of energy, in terms of the transfer of it from one person to another, and especially after a passing. If somebody is unsure what's going on in their lives when it comes to energy, I love the fact that you go way back in terms of your learning and teachings, in terms of your wisdom within energy. Could somebody reach out to you and ask those questions if they're trying to figure out, like Beth did before?
Absolutely. That's exactly one of the things that I do. That's part of what I've really been, you know, dedicated my life to. And there's so much about energy, Steve, that, you know, we only really like to see it in this version of, you know, kind of like the light workers version. But really, we live between these worlds of information, and we just really got to know how to navigate them. And so there's just so much there. And it's just fascinating, and I really dedicated my life to it. So it's wonderful information.
Well,
and yes, you know, I can speak with anybody, and we can work, and we can look to see what's happening and help all the energies move to where they need to go. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, thank you for dedicating your life to it, because life is energy, or energy is life. I guess it's better described that way. But once you start realizing it and seeing it and opening yourself up to absorbing it, it is fascinating. And, you know, I worked in the metaphysical area even 10 years ago, kind of scraped the surface and just, you know, all the chakra stuff. Yeah, whatever. Never really paid attention to it until the last year or so. And now that I did, it's like, oh, this stuff's real. There's stuff going on out there. And there's a reason we're still talking about it, because it is
exactly
the real deal.
And yeah, when we recognize that there's so much that is all around us that we've never really given a whole lot of conscious thought around, and then we start to learn about it, everything begins to open up and make so much more sense.
And you see how the universe supports you. And if you don't believe it, ask for it. Ask for a sign. That's how I believed it, because I got signs, and they were very, and still do, very specific. I'm skeptical like anybody else. I'll punch a hole in it. Yeah, okay, whatever. Nope, can't do it. It's legit. There's no other way that I would have gotten those signs from, you know, let's say loved ones, you know, if their energy and spirit is around you. Give your email address out, Andrea, one more time.
That email address is Andrea@dragonflypassages.com. And just shoot me an email, and I'll get back with you, arrange for a time to have a one-on-one consultation, and we can go from there.
So cool talking with you. It really is.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a pleasure always. It's fun. So much information, and so much that people don't even know.
All I'm going to say
is absolutely fascinating.
Keep the good energy. Keep the good energy going, everybody. That's it. That's all we got to do. I mean, that's a starting point. Looking forward next time we talk.
All right. Thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Andrea.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing, forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.